On Kaleidoscope today, we're going to talk about the Cottonwood County Historical Society. Linda Franson is with us. How are you today?
I'm good, thank you.
I can't talk, so it's a good thing you're here to fill.
Well, that is good. Hopefully I can talk.
Absolutely. Now, we got a little bit of snow on the ground.
Yeah, what does that put you in the mood for?
That kind of puts you in that Christmas holiday season.
That's right. When I woke up Monday and saw the snow, I wanted to decorate, I wanted to bake, and I wanted to go Christmas shopping.
See, and I'm kind of on the other side. I wanted to complain because I didn't get my lights up before it all came down.
Oh, okay. I can understand that.
Yeah, now I'm hoping for warm weather in the next few days.
And I think it's supposed to come next week, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll still have a chance, but you can't fight the Christmas spirit.
No, you can't. That's true.
The Historical Society has a lot. If you have trouble getting in the Christmas spirit,
yes,
you can help out with that.
I hope so. Yeah, we're going to start our decorating next week. And so this is kind of my final plea for, we still need some trees in the Remick Gallery. So if you have an unusual collection of things, if you have any questions about what it takes to do a tree, and give the museum a call. And I can just share briefly, you need a theme, an artificial tree, a label with your name, and then we always do a short write-up for a brochure with the theme of your tree. And lights, of course, are recommended but are optional. And so, like I say, if you have any questions, give me a call. We still have several spots open. And the exhibit actually starts December 1st and goes through the 23rd. So, like I say, give us a call if you're interested.
Absolutely. And you can be as creative or traditional as
you
want to be.
That's true.
So I like you when you were talking about, you know, if you have a collection of things, and I'm sitting there thinking of all the different things that people collect that
right.
You could decorate a tree with.
Exactly.
And they're really, it's limitless.
It is limitless. Mm-hmm. And I know that some people do a different theme even in their house each year.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. But mine is usually a Scandinavian tree. But and then ornaments, too, that we've gotten on trips. And I think a lot of people do that as well. They pick up ornaments from the various places they've been as a memento of their trip. And so that's kind of my tree at home. But I do know a lot of people that do change their theme every year. So if you've got a theme that's in your closet and you want to bring it back out, call the museum. Come do a tree.
Is there an entry fee?
There is not. No entry
so
fee.
So it really doesn't cost
you. No, it's just your time.
Mm-hmm,
that's right.
And when do trees get set up?
Next week?
Yep. It happens.
Yes,
so,
right before Thanksgiving.
Okay.
So, like I say, give us a call.
All right. What else do we have happening?
Well, it's the last 2 days of the exhibit that's currently there, Realities and Imagination. So if you haven't seen that show, there's still time. Come in over your lunch hour. Also, should mention that we are going to be open for Christmas by candlelight, which is the third Thursday in December. So plan to stop in and see the Festival of Trees. The Wyndham Women of Today will be in our meeting room with goodies and things for children to do. So that will be a fun evening for the Historical Society.
And, you know, we also can mention if you're looking for unique gift ideas,
exactly.
You can find some things down there, too.
Yeah, you read my mind. That was kind of the next thing I was going to mention. We have gotten in, we always do a different ornament each year for some building in the county, and this year we did the Jeffers Water Tower, and so it's kind of one of the last old water towers still left in the county. So that's kind of a nice unique gift, plus we have 8 other ornaments from past years that again have unique buildings from throughout the county. So we also got Pat's Grove t-shirts in just yesterday. So they're the same ones that Ashley Saleta had made when they were doing fundraising for Pat's Grove, the Stone House renovation. And we kept having people contact us. Do you have any of those Pat's Grove t-shirts? So we decided to purchase some. And thanks to Ashley, she made that happen for us. So you'll have to stop by the museum. We do have other Pat's Grove items as well, and books that were written by Cottonwood County authors. So, yeah, unique gifts. Stop in and check us out.
And you know, even a membership would be a good Christmas gift.
That's true. You are reading my mind today. That's another thing I was going to say. Yeah, the memberships are very reasonable, $15 for an individual and $25 for a family. So, yeah, stop by and get a membership for a loved one.
Absolutely. Mm. Anything else we need to mention today?
I think that should do it.
All right. Linda, thank you for coming in this morning.
Thank you.
It is Kaleidoscope, and that will do it. And give the Historical Society a call and get signed up to put up your tree.